Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Radio talk show about relationships. We also have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there, Lenny. Good to see you again. And Elle, haven't seen you for a few days. How are you?
Haven't seen me since last Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well.
Doing great.
Good. Okay, so if you would like to call in, we sure would like to hear from you. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM, or you can come in to KCNR1460.com and hit the live green button and listen in. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message either any of us on Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. We let me tell you real quick about our sponsor for the week. We have Heavenly Donuts.
Yum.
We're sponsored by Katie and Trevor Garrett, owners of Heavenly Donuts. Yum, yum. Best donuts in town. They're on the corner of Pine Street and Shasta Street. They are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have a drive-up at night or all day, and a walk-up window that's open 24-7. And the inside, though, you can go in between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. They also have breakfast, a little breakfast with croissants and, you know.
And really good coffee.
Very good coffee, yes.
Very good
and
coffee.
Orange juice, milk, all that stuff. And
yeah.
They even have donuts, too.
Yeah, and donut holes.
Donut holes. You know where the donut holes come from. Anyway, thank you again, Katie and Trevor.
We love you, Katie.
Yeah, we love you guys.
She's got the best donuts in town, though, bar none.
She does. Grubhub. They'll deliver it to you for free. The first time, the delivery fee from there. Okay, no. Elle,
yeah.
What the Elle are we talking about
today?
We've
got a great topic tonight for the next couple of weeks. We're diving deep into relationships and how to improve your relationships, how to have good relationships. Tonight, we are covering John Gottman's book on the 7 principles of how to have a good marriage. Yeah.
I should have read that book years ago.
I think the only topic since I've been a Coco host that I haven't done very well with.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Marriage.
I'm telling you, they have so much good stuff out now that wasn't necessarily available in the past.
I'm not
years
that old.
Past.
Maybe I should read all this stuff and get married again.
Well,
I want to. I love being married. I completely believe in the institution. I just had a bad picker.
Yeah. Same. Love being married.
No, this,
but
this,
I got all this good stuff now after tonight.
Yeah, now,
I'm going to go out and get a good one.
There you go.
So tonight we're going to cover John Gottman's book. I said it wrong, but it's called The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. So his book outlines the key principles and strategies for building and maintaining a healthy, lasting marriage.
Hmm.
Yep. So the first one of his principles is how...
How many are there?
There's...
Well, I kind of like to know.
The 7 principles for making marriage work.
Jeez. Get the hook. No wonder it didn't work.
We did go over this in the pre-show meeting.
I didn't get much sleep last night.
Shots 4 or 5 times.
Shots fired. Whoa.
No, teasing. Just teasing.
Dial it back in the studio. So the first one of his 7 principles for making marriage work is enhancing your love map. And, you know, Lenny, you asked a good question. What is a love map?
Exactly.
And, if you think about it, it's, you know, when you're going somewhere, we don't use maps anymore. We use Google Maps. So it tells us what to do. But, you know, in the old days, we had a map for where we were going, and it outlined the route you were going to take to get to your destination. And your partner has a map. Your partner has a map that helps you navigate who they are as a person, which includes their dreams, their desires, their likes, their dislikes, their love language. That's a That's a big deal. Understanding if you're a female, understanding the way a man works and operates. There's some great people that have done some fabulous work on that, and everybody knows about I hate saying so much, but it's the one book everybody talks about, Mars and Venus.
Yes, I read that.
Yeah, Men Are from Mars. So that's a good book if you want to begin to understand the map of the opposite sex. So his first principle, enhancing your love map, principle to getting to know your spouse deeply. And you can read his book to go deeper into this, but some of the ways that you can do that to enhance your love map with your partner and getting to know them deeper and understanding your partner is doing regular check-ins with them. So, you know, and Ron, I got to tell you that you really had a good example about this in one of our shows. You shared something that you did about coming home, having a beer.
Yeah, every night after work I get home, and first thing we do is grab a couple of beers, go to my office, nice and cozy, and we sit and share what our days were like. Mm-hmm. And that just, you know, gave us a chance to both unwind, especially me, after all those, you know, hours at the pharmacy. And, we did that every day, every night.
So that's a great example of a regular check-in, and basically just setting a time aside, mm-hmm. regularly setting a time aside, so that during that time you get a chance to have open and honest conversations with your partner. You get to talk about what their day was like, what your experiences were like, what your feelings were around those experiences. Mm-hmm. And I want to add that it's really important that that's a judgment-free space when you're having those conversations, that you're listening and mm-hmm. It's not an opportunity to criticize them for how they had that experience. Just hold space for your partner to share.
Listen to each other.
Yeah. Another thing that you can do to help you learn your partner's map, and it's so important to learn your partner. I think women really crave this because it's part of them feeling like they're connected to you, and it's really important for a woman to feel like she is connected to you. In that connection, she's going to feel safe. And she's going to look up to you. She's going to admire you and feel like she can trust you. And so a way that you can do that is just asking open-ended questions. These are questions that don't have a yes or no answer. Mm-hmm. So it's not, how was your day? Fine. It was, is there anything important that happened to you today that, that is interesting to share?
The highlight of your day.
Yeah, exactly. What mm-hmm. was the highlight of your day? And
I always shared those things at the from the pharmacy. Exactly. Whatever sticks out in your mind. For me.
Yeah. Okay. And I want to thank Lenny for being here tonight, because she had a dental appointment today.
Poor girl.
It hurts her to talk, and she's still here.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So enjoy it. All you can, folks,
because
it doesn't happen very often. I just can't open my mouth really wide.
I'm proud of you for being here. So another way that you can enhance your love maps with your partner, shared activities. I think that one speaks for itself. Do things together. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, do things together. Next one is revisit past conversations. Occasionally revisit previous conversations to show that you remember and value what your partner has shared. Well, that's a good one. If your partner's mentioned a goal or a dream in the past, ask about that goal or that dream. Hey, what's your plan around that goal or dream, or what are your thoughts about it? Have you given any more consideration to what it would look like to achieve that goal? And sometimes it's just fun to dream together. And it makes the other person feel like you're invested in what's important to them. Self-disclosure, that goes without saying. Being open, being vulnerable, that's a really important part of getting close to each other, getting to know each other, is feeling like you can be open and vulnerable. It's not always easy. You have to create a safe space for that learning, and that's a judgment-free zone. Again, we're going into the judgment-free zone on that. Here's a really important one, celebrating achievements. and milestones. It's really important to not acknowledge or celebrate important events, important achievements in someone's life.
Like you get a promotion at work or something like that, anything.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I'll give you a simple example. Yeah. I mean, I'm not married, but if I'm getting to know somebody and considering dating that person, and I share something about what I'm involved in, which is full, you know, I'm full time at the mm-hmm. New Life Discovery Project or the radio show.
Right.
Oh, we had a great show tonight. It went really well, better than expected. And I get oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no acknowledgement in that.
Right.
There's no, really, what happened? What happened out of the ordinary?
Because they're not paying attention. They're not in the moment with you.
Or they might not, they might not be in the moment. It just might not be interesting to them, or they may not be in the habit of learning how to ask questions, but learning to dig in. So I'm going to stop right there as we go into our break, and we'll see you back in a couple of minutes.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? Gonna get married. Going to the chapel.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show about relationships. And that song is perfect for this
perfect,
show.
Isn't it? Good job, Tyler.
Tyler, good job. Yeah, that tells all what we're talking about. We also have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Tonight she doesn't have the mouse, though, because she's got a sore mouth.
I'm fine. It's just in my jaw. I got a little lockjaw.
If lockjaw, we call that. If you would like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM. And if you have the old-fashioned radios, you can go to 1460 AM. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com, hit the live green button, listen to us. You can also text L at
707-499-8999. I have no idea why you like doing that so much, but I look forward to it.
Yeah, I do too. That's a highlight of my night.
Or you're wondering.
Or you can
message. You can message on Facebook also. You can message Ask L herself, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. Our
let's get to the donuts, because I'm starving.
I know you're starving. I'm going to eat some donut holes. Poor Lenny's hungry. We are sponsored this week by Heavenly Donuts, our good friends at the corner of Pine and Shasta Streets. They're open, I should say, Trevor and Katie Garrett. They're open 24/7. They have a drive-through window, a walk-through window, both 24/7, and you can go inside between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. You can get breakfast there, even a small breakfast, little croissant sandwiches, you know, egg and bacon, stuff like that. A great coffee, orange juice, milk, and donuts.
Donuts.
I know, go figure, right? All right, well, where were we before the break, Elle?
Well, we were talking about the seven principles to, I might not be getting this right, I'm going to say it just right, seven principles for making a marriage work.
And I said, how many principles?
Seven, love it. So there's seven, and we're going to try to get through all seven tonight. The next one, so we just went over the first one. The first one, if you're just joining us, is enhancing your love maps, and we covered some points of what that looks like. The next one is nurturing your fondness and admiration for each other. This is a big deal, you know, knowing that you're fond of each other and knowing that you admire each other, and appreciation falls into that category. So really it's expressing appreciation and developing a culture around that, you know, constantly having the habit of noticing when each other is doing something special for each other. Sometimes that can be hard to recognize because the way that you show love may be different than how your partner shows love. So there's nothing wrong with asking a question of, you know, when you're trying to show me love, what does that look like so that I know how to appreciate it? That's a simple question we never think to ask.
Mm, very true.
Right?
That's the love language.
Yeah, that's love languages. And let's just cover that really quick. Is you guys help me out here. It's acts of kindness. Acts of service.
Acts of service.
Oh, thank you, Tyler.
It's gifts, acts of service, quality time. Oh, let's see here. Gifts, acts of service, quality time.
Affection.
It's physical touch.
Yeah.
Physical touch, and then there's one more. What am I missing? Look it up.
Yeah.
That would be
well, anyway, there's five of them. You can Google them. Tyler, thank you so much. We have Tyler in the booth over here. He's our producer on Tuesday nights. Love it when he jumps in. He's got good stuff.
Words of affirmation is the one we're missing.
There we go.
Okay. You're doing a good job like that.
Words of affirmation.
Yep.
So, you know, knowing how your partner expresses love. Because somebody could be trying to show you love. You might not see it because it's not something that that expresses love to you. In other words, like, when my kids or somebody takes out the garbage for me, I feel so loved because having the garbage taken out, why are you rolling your eyes at me? I'm telling you, when I'm going like crazy in the kitchen my garbage can is filling up and I got 67 things to do and somebody takes that out and I don't have to skip a beat and I can just keep the garbage. That means a lot to me.
Yep.
So thank you. I always say thank you. I appreciate that so much.
You do.
I don't know, you know, to start to show appreciation for each other, develop a culture of compliments and affection, being affectionate. Mm-hmm. If your partner's love language, and this may be something that you have to ask, you may already know it because they'll be like, oh, you don't hold my hand, or oh, you don't cuddle with me, or whatever. That might be a sign of their love language being physical affection.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what their love language is and take time to show them love in what their language is. So compliments and affection, date nights are another great way for developing fondness and admiration, getting together regularly, just having that quality time together. This is one that might be easier for some than others. Doesn't have to be anything, doesn't have to be a big deal, special, but leave your partner notes. Take time to leave a note. Hey, thinking of you. Hey, love you. Of course, we don't have to leave notes. We can send texts now.
Well, yeah, but
notes are nice, but also a text throughout the day. Hey, I'm thinking of you.
That's really nice.
Thinking of you.
Yeah.
That'll keep me busy for hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's thinking of me.
And it's not just a text. Hey, how's it going? It's got to be, I just thought about you.
It has to be meaningful.
Yeah.
It has to have personal meaning to it. Hey,
I was just driving by this
rose bush, and it's your favorite color, and here's a picture.
Oh,
you thought of me.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, thoughtful.
Very.
And for men, it can be, you know, it can be towards men. For women, towards men, it can be, man, I appreciate how hard you work. Man, I appreciate what you do for this family.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for everything that you carry on your shoulders so that we're taken care of. Those little words can go a long way. Establishing rituals together, sharing, that could look like just getting in the habit of maybe once a week at dinner time, you share something that you admire about each other, establishing a little ritual, creating a gratitude jar. We did this in our family. We would do it with the kids. We'd create a gratitude jar, and then once a week we'd pull stuff out and read it to each other. We always loved that.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. We just put something in there that we really appreciated or that we were thankful for.
So
let's see what else. Focus on the positive. That's a big one. Focusing on the positives. It's real easy to focus on the negatives. But shifting
Absolutely.
Your focus to start thinking about what is it that this person does it that is good? What is good about this person? Reminding yourself why you fell in love with that person to begin with.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. We forget.
Yeah.
All the great stuff.
Well, it takes, you know, we get so busy with life. We get out of the habit of this, and this isn't, you know, this isn't to shame anybody, but it's to create habits that you can develop that will make your marriage work.
And, you know, the longer you're together, sometimes that list really grows because the longer you're together, if you're doing it right and healthfully, that you'll have discovery all the time. Wow, that's a new thing.
Well, once you start doing it,
yeah,
it feels good.
But it's like, wow, I really noticed. Well, having kids is one thing. You don't know that when you get married, but he is a great dad.
Yeah,
he is a great dad. You know, and tell him that.
Well, you could say you're going to be a great dad. You could.
Well, sure.
You'll be a great dad.
Thank you for taking time to do this with little Johnny.
Right.
I really appreciate you holding little Johnny so I could take a shower.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate
you. It's like little things.
I know it's not your
things.
Favorite
big
thing
things.
To do, but thank you for changing the diaper. It's not focusing on, don't you know how to put a diaper on, right? It's not focusing on how they did it wrong, because I assure you, if you criticize how they did it, they'll never do it again.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to do it again.
Yeah.
So the third point in his principles of making marriage work is turning toward each other rather than away from each other during times of conflict. I love this. So a lot of times when we're in conflict or stress or struggles, we're not turning toward each other. We're settling it on our own. We haven't developed the habit of drawing strength from each other during stress and conflict. And that might make, it might take making adjustments, because if someone's in stress or conflict and the other person doesn't have a problem with that issue, they might go, why are you worried about that? Why is that a big deal? And then you're training the person not to come to you during stress or conflict. So it's opening space of allowing that person when there's stress or conflict. Oh, man, I'm so bothered by this. I'm so troubled by this. Just making it a safe place to come to you when there's conflict and there's stress. And the ways that you can do this, some of the ways that you can turn toward each other is, we've gone over this lots of times, and we're going to go over it again, is active listening. So it's when your partner's expressing their feelings to you, and they're expressing their concerns and expressing their frustrations, it's actively listening. It's not thinking about how you're going to answer them. It's not thinking about how you disagree or agree with their statement.
Not
but
rolling
it's just,
your eyes.
Right. Just actively listening and trying to step into their space of their experience. And that's basically what having empathy is like. What that might look like is having eye contact with them, nodding at them at the appropriate time. So it looks like you're listening. You can
validation.
Say things. Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Or I love this phrase. Well, why don't you tell me more about that? You know, say more about that. Or
how do you feel about that?
Yeah. Can you explain to me what that was like for you? Can you tell me what, you know, can you give me a little bit more information on that scenario so that I can understand, you know, what that, how important that was to you. We've gone into affectionate gestures, verbal encouragement, words of encouragement and reassurance, letting your partner know, you know, hey, we'll get through this together. That is huge. Just turning mm-hmm. toward each other, and you might not know how, but we're going to get through this together. I'm going to stop right there while we take a break.
Okay. Be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Love and marriage.
Good evening. This is Al. Tyler, you're nailing it tonight with the music.
There's another song that fits right in. This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Al talk show about relationships. And we have with us tonight also our co-host with the most, Coco Lenina.
And good evening.
Hi there. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Call on in and share your experiences or, you know, maybe tell us something about how you, you know, work on your marriage.
Yeah, sure. Love to hear that.
Share with us. Yeah. Our, you can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM. You can also text L at
707-499-8999. There you go.
Thank you for that. And you can message any one of us on Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or myself, Ron Lim. Our sponsor for this week is Heavenly
Yummy
Donuts. Heavenly Donuts. Yummy Donuts. We call them Yummy
Yummily.
Donuts.
We call them Yummily Donuts. Yummily.
Yum, yum. Get me some.
And Katie and Trevor Garrett are our
thank you, sponsors. Katie and Trevor.
Thank you to you guys. They have their little place, a big place. It's over here on Shasta Street and Pine Street, down the corner there. They're open 24/7 with a drive-through and a walk-up window, and you can go inside from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Grubhub, is it Grubhub? Yeah, Grubhub will deliver your donuts free the first time. The delivery fee is free.
Free.
Almost messed up. Fee, free.
Free fee.
The delivery fee is free, but not donuts.
Say that 10 times. And you know what? I think that Heavenly Donuts is the is world famous. I think they're the best donuts in the world. I think so.
No, I think yeah,
no, right. Really, I they think are.
They're from heaven.
They are.
Yeah, I think they're the best donuts in the
all
world.
All right, well, L.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about?
We are talking about the 7 principles for making a marriage work by John Gottman, and we covered the first principle, which was enhance your love maps. We are still on the second principle, which is turning toward each other, and there, and we got through some amazing points there. There's just a couple more I want to cover. And one of those, you know, turning toward each other instead of away from each other. One of the first things that's going to make you turn away from each other is being defensive. So the way to turn toward each other is avoid defensiveness. So when a conflict arises, resist the urge to become defensive or to counterattack. So the way you do that is you listen. You just listen. You don't think about how you're going to respond. You don't think about what your trigger is around it, but just truly listening to what they're trying to say. That's a very loving thing to do, and that's an act of human spirit to do that. Another one, turning toward each other instead of away from each other, is apologizing. Apologies, they can be hard, but apologies are magical. So if you make the mistake or you're contributing to a conflict, just making a sincere apology. Hey, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for my part in that. I'm sorry for how what I had to say created that response for you. Whatever. I mean, just apologize. Hey, I'm sorry.
And mean it. Be sincere.
There's a difference between a sincere apology and an insincere. Well, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That's not sincere.
No.
Well, I'm sorry you felt that way. Again, not sincere. It's, I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry. It's for women, a good one for men, if you have, for your wife is, I'm sorry I hurt you. Because that's what's going to happen with the woman. She's going to feel hurt. Mm-hmm. With the man, he's going to feel disrespected. So the magical words for a woman is, I'm sorry I disrespected you. Even if it's not intentional, who cares? His experience in that moment was he felt disrespected.
Right.
Her experience in that moment was she felt hurt. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I disrespected you.
Good point.
Okay, we're going to head on to the third point. Oh, wait, there's one more that Lenny really wanted me to share on that, turning toward each other, laughter. That is amazing for drawing you close together. It's powerful. And it's a stress reliever, so it creates a positive connection. Find a way to create laughter.
If you don't have to be able to laugh with my partner.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
It fills my soul.
It's a stress reliever, and it does something. It releases those dopamines, those chemicals that it actually can shift the whole entire experience. And
no, laughter is good medicine.
And if you don't know how to laugh, and some people don't, if you don't know how to, because some people they're just built, they're analytical, and maybe they're just not built for laughing as much. Watch something funny together. Find a show.
That was a pharmacist's remark, by the way, lady.
I know that.
I missed it. What was it?
Laughter is medicine.
Oh, okay.
It's the best medicine.
But it is medicine. It's very healing. So the fourth one is, wait, what was number three? How did I miss that? Did we skip points?
No.
Nope. Turn toward each other.
No. Okay. Yep. So the next one is let your partner influence you. I love that. Mm. Let your partner feel like they have a way of impacting your life. Again, the way that you can let your partner influence you is just by listening to them, hearing what they have to say. They might have something really fascinating to say that you can gain something from. And I used to go to these group meetings for addiction issues that I would attend with my partner at the time. And I was invited to go to these group meetings, and people would speak, and sometimes it was really hard to listen to some people speak their stories, but I would just tell myself, every single person that shares is going to have something valuable that I can gain out of it. So I would just look for that nugget in anything that somebody had to share, and you can do that with your partner, just looking for the nugget of what they might have to say that could be meaningful. And then you've allowed your partner to influence you. Empathetic understanding, just making effort to understand what their perspective is. We're kind of going over that over and over again. But I think
yourself in their shoes.
Putting yourself in their shoes. Seeing the situation
from their point, instead of fighting to be right, well, fighting to be understood, fighting to be heard, be that person that is understanding. Be that person that is hearing. Be that person that is wanting to know. It's remarkable how that works. It can just shift the atmosphere instantly with a little bit of empathetic understanding. You can also do something like ask for input. You can encourage your partner to share their thoughts and their preferences, but when they do, don't criticize. If your partner shares their, if you ask your partner to share their input and their thoughts and what their preferences are, and you're asking questions, you want to gain deeper insight into who they are, let them share and then honor it, acknowledge it, respect it, because that's their human experience. That's their perspective. That's their light, their lens, their worldview. It's really important. You're, what you're doing is you're respecting them as another human being who's having a human experience that you don't get to have because you're not them. Okay.
Wow. Right.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. The next one, moving along. We're actually doing pretty good. So considering their needs, going along on the same topic, just here's another way that you let your partner influence you is you just consider their needs. All of these points, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in, and maybe nobody can do every single one of them, but even if you're doing a couple of these points that we're making, they're going to create a difference. And if you're listening in tonight and you want to know more about what we're sharing, just send us a note. I'm happy to pass the notes along. I'll email them to you, whatever, however mm-hmm. I can get them to you.
At the Ask Elle Facebook page?
Yeah, you can just send me a message in the Ask Elle Facebook page, and I'm happy to email these over to you.
That's Ask Elle, Elle.
Yeah, Elle.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, I think.
Ask Elle, Elle. Considering their needs, expressing, we've talked about that, expressing appreciation and compromising. So we're going to move along to point number 5. Unless there are other bullet points on there that you wanted to take a look at, you guys.
Share responsibility. We haven't talked about that much. And in just instead of stereotyping your partner, the right. women does the housework, mm-hmm. the men go out and make the right. money or
oh,
do the art.
Oh, share responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, everybody pitch in and do the inside and the outside. That way you're doing things as a partnership together.
I love that, too.
And it's fun, and mm-hmm. it goes faster, and then you have more playtime.
Doing yard work, let's do it together.
I love that.
Fixing the fence, let's fix it together.
I'll do the dishes, you vacuum. Then we can get
love
out
it.
Of
it's
here
shared.
And play.
It's shared.
Absolutely.
It's shared effort.
Partners. Yep, love it.
Good one.
I think an underrated thing, too, is when, as adults, I'm just barely an adult, as you can see, but when you're an adult, you kind of forget about childhood. If you discuss that, it gets a deeper insight into your partner. One of the things I like to talk is you never really fully know your partner. They are a different person. You kind of end up thinking you do. Mm-hmm. Talk to them about their childhood. Ask them what they liked to do when they were a kid. Get to know their inner child, and then maybe you'll actually get to know who they are wholly as a person.
That's great, Tyler.
Well, yeah, and it's just something I've been doing recently, talking to her about growing up in Anaheim. I grew up in Sacramento. She grew up in Anaheim, and we're just talking about our childhood because we're being too busy being an adult. You just get caught up in that, and you forget that everybody has that inner child that they need to express.
That's a really good point.
That is a really good point because
great
there's
point.
So many variables factoring into their childhood
right.
that would – make an impact on why they are the way that they
mm-hmm.
are.
Yep.
Love it. That was a great point, Tyler. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
appreciate
you
jumping in on that. Anything else on that list
nope.
that you guys would like to go over? Because some of them are, you know, some of our points, they're overlapping
yeah.
each other. But it doesn't hurt to reiterate them and hear them more than once.
Well, I kind of like to prioritize equality.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying, I like that one. Emphasize equality in your relationships. You know, where both partners have an equal say.
Yeah.
Neither dominates or
yeah.
controls the decision-making process, which, yeah, I think that's a really good one.
It's a very important one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'm the program director at New Life Discovery Project. And I recently have somebody now that is also program director with me. So we're co-program directors. And we have to exercise this a lot in terms of that we have an equal say in what's happening and equal part of the whole picture. It's not that I have a say over one thing or he has a say over another thing, but that we share that equally.
Well, you know, you can relate that to two pilots and an airliner sharing flying the plane. One guy's actually flying, and the other guy's doing all the other things that would distract him from flying the plane. And when that doesn't work out, you crash. No,
so
truly.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, we're going to draw a line under it right there and take a break. And
cool.
See you in a couple minutes.
Be right back.
Honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this big call.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim.
Not really sure where to come in on that one.
No, that's a
nice pick.
Yeah,
so,
is that a song?
You're doing a good job.
That's,
on yeah. the music.
That's Prince, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's go crazy,
please, Ron.
Never was my kind of guy. This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show, and we have here with us also our co-host with the most, as I call her, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Hello. Good
Hi.
Evening.
Our number here is 530-605-4567 for those of you who would like to call in and share your thoughts with us. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or at KCMR1460.com. You can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
You guys are a team. Wow.
Yes,
or you
we
can,
are.
You
Why
can
is
also,
that a thing?
I don't know. You can message any of us at Messenger for Ask Elle,
yep.
Lenny Matthews, and myself, Ron Lim. And our sponsor for the week is Heavenly Donuts, as I've said earlier. They are actually open 24/7. They have the drive-through window and the walk-up window, both 24/7. And they're located on the corner of Shasta Street and Pine Street, in case you didn't know that. And they're inside. The inside's open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can get breakfast there, little croissants with bacon and eggs and all that kind of stuff. Good coffee. You know, all the morning stuff.
Look, Ron, they're just the world's best donuts.
They are the world. Well, I was just going to say.
I mean,
have donuts, too.
They're light. They're not greasy. They're fluffy.
I just went. I went by,
right amount of frosting. I just went by there today
and had a big, giant apple fritter for breakfast.
Jeez.
Well,
they are amazing.
They are. Thank you, Trevor and Katie Garrett, by the way. Thanks again for sponsoring us. And, okay, Elle.
Yeah.
So, where the L were we, Elle?
Where we are is we are discussing the 7 Principles for Making a Marriage Work by John Gottman. Love his stuff, and he's got some incredible insights on how you can enhance your marriage. And some of the points we've covered tonight is how to enhance your love maps with your partner, nurturing fondness and admiration with your partner, turning toward each other and not away from each other in a conflict, and letting your partner influence you. So those were the first 4 steps. The 5th one we're going into now, which is solving your solvable problems. I love that. I mean, you don't necessarily consider that. Okay, what's solvable? What can we work on that is
a whole
solvable?
Lot, actually.
Yeah, and this is really what this boils down to, is it's creating a sense of teamwork with your partner.
Yep.
It's creating a sense of, okay, we're going to come together, and I care about connecting with you, and so we're going to try to manage some of these things together. So it's shifting the whole attitude around problem solving. So solving your solvable problems is one of them. The first one is household chores. There's a solvable problem that...
Easy peasy.
Yeah. So if you and your partner are frequently arguing about the chores, maybe you fight over who's doing the cleaning, who's doing the laundry, who's doing the dishes... Then, you know, a very loving thing to do and a way that feels very supportive is if you're both willing to say, you know what, let's sit down and create a chore schedule that's fair and that's accommodating to both of our schedules. What's going to work for both of us? You know, I've heard couples say, I'm not getting any help. You're just not helping me. And the other partner is, I am too helping you. I help you all the time. They're not seeing it. They're not seeing the ways that the other person is displaying help. And because they're maybe not getting help in the way that they need it. So you take a minute to sit down and do this chore chart together, and then you're acknowledging.
Well, that's clear.
Well, yeah, it's clear. It's fair. You're connecting. You're teamwork building. And it's just really what it is it's showing each other that you're coming together. You love each other enough to come together instead of be dismissive over each other. You never. I always. Those are catastrophic
statements. So even with
statements.
Such a little thing as chores is a team builder.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the simple thing like chores can make be a huge step toward building a team as a couple. The next one is, you know, I mean, we're all going to understand this one because I think that every relationship faces financial management issues. Typically in a relationship, you have one person that's better with finances than another person. What I've witnessed in my sister's marriage, and they've been married for 30 years, is that he is an incredible force for entrepreneurship. He can really create. He knows how to create businesses, but sometimes he can just go too far with his ideas. And therefore, the spending can get out of control. She's a phenomenal budgeter.
Yeah.
And so her budgeting has allowed them to be investors in property. So they've come to respect each other in what their strengths are and understand each other's weaknesses and work together in that. So financial management. So if you're having disagreements over money and how you spend it or how you save it, you guys can develop a budget together, and that's what they did. They did somebody does budgeting books. Oh, I can't think of the name right now, but they went through all of his videotapes together or audio tapes, whatever they were at the time they went through them. Dave Ramsey. Does that sound right? I think it's Dave Ramsey that does budgeting. But anyway, they took the time to come together and develop a plan together so that they had goals, they had priorities. He knew she would be responsible enough to manage certain parts of it, and she knew that he would have the courage enough to step out and try new things with it. Another one that you can do.
I like this one.
Yeah? Socializing with in-laws. Why do you like that one, Ron? Say more about that.
I've always had some really sweet, sweet in-laws, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no? Is it a yes or
well,
no?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about, you know, some of my in-laws.
And well, it's common. It's common to have socializing issues with in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
And because, I mean, it's so common that comedians do stand-up over it. They do entire shows over something about their in-laws. So if there's an issue around your in-laws and one partner feels uncomfortable with how often the other partner is visiting, then again, just showing that the devotion to each other. In other words, your circle as a couple, is the most important thing. And if you're protecting each other in that circle, then you're going to be willing to sit down and have a discussion, not an argument. I think you visit too much. A discussion would be more like, can we come to an agreement? Is it possible for us to come to an agreement on the days, the weeks, the time that we take to visit in-laws? Parenting style. So Lenny really wants me to cover the point that on parenting style. So I'm going to talk while I'm turning the page.
I just don't, in case we run out of time, I think this is so big in a relationship.
You take it.
Well, I'm not an expert.
Oh, you
want
to point out how many talk about it?
I wanted to make sure we covered that because
we'll cover it right now. So, and this was a big one. It's right up there with finances. Oh, yeah. And in-laws, parenting style. So if one partner has a different approach to parenting, you have to have a way of coming together. And that's so important, to be able to come together, respect each other's parenting style. Oh, you do it this way. That's so stupid. And I can't believe you do that. Mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that really does create issues. And so being able to come together, and then
it's vital for the kids.
I think it's even harder when you both have.
Yeah, but it's vital for the kids.
No, but when you have prior, you know, your own kind of kids.
Oh, blended families.
Blended families. Ooh.
Yeah.
We
could do a whole show on blended families.
Oh, boy.
Let's do a show on blended families.
All right, let's put a marker on that. Okay. I mean, I've got the shows planned for a couple weeks out, but maybe after that we can do one
maybe
on blended
parenting
families.
Styles and blended families. Yeah. So it's important.
It's huge, and it really creates a lot of anguish for families. But, you know, just going back to the typical parenting families, this is a way that you can come together with your partner, and that is to begin to just have a discussion and be curious, lovingly curious about what their values are and what their strategies are. So if one of you, say one parent, believes in taking their child to church, and the other parent doesn't believe in taking their child to church, and the one parent is like, well, I want my child to be raised in the church, and the other parent is, I don't believe in God. Now, these are discussions you should have
before
you get married.
However, they come up.
So how do you handle this? And the way that you might handle this is always know that the most important, what's paramount, is respecting the relationship and maintaining a sense of love and honor to the relationship. So you would want to have a discussion and say, listen, I don't believe in God, but I understand you do. So what would that look like for us as parents trying to combine that together? It's simple as that. That's respectful. I don't believe in God. You believe in God. I love you. I respect you. How can we create what? Yeah.
It would be so difficult. That one thing, that would be really hard to compromise on. I don't know how I would do it. Honestly.
Well, at least you can open a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Fighting about it isn't going to help.
No. Oh, heavens
no. So being
no.
open to each other's.
Discussion.
Yeah, because I know couples like that. Well, my child's not, I don't believe in God. My child's not going to go to church. And, you know, this is a situation where there was an accidental pregnancy, and then now they're coming together and they have to learn these things about each other. So, moving along from parenting styles.
Well, we're going to have to just talk about the last couple of principles.
Oh, gosh, we're
very, very close.
We're very close to the end. So I'm going to just go over them really quickly. Number six is just overcoming gridlock. So some issues might just seem impossible to resolve. The key to that is again, dialogue, and the seventh one, creating shared meaning, just having a sense of purpose and meaning. So what you do is you create common goals together. You create rituals. You create traditions together. So I just want to thank everybody for joining us tonight for our show and look forward to you joining us next week. And thank you for being loyal listeners. Yeah.
Great show. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. Heavenly.